The Johnson Wax Program. The makers of Johnson's Wax, Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, and the sensational new auto polish, Johnson's Car New, present Meredith Willson's Musical Review, a new program conceived and directed by one of America's foremost young musicians. And here he is, Meredith Willson.
Thank you, Harlow. And you too, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to welcome you all to number 4 in this series of informal summer programs, whose aim is to present the songs everybody knows, the folk songs of tomorrow, played in the way we hope most of you would like to hear them. In order to interfere as little as possible with your enjoyment, we refrain from announcing the titles of the numbers until the end of the program. Some of our fun-loving listeners have made a game of trying to identify these familiar melodies as we go along, but this is not compulsory. Our soloists are Miss Kay St. Germain and Mr. Ray Hendricks. And we also carry with us as a kind of supercargo this gentleman here, Mr. Cliff Nazzaro.
Thanks, kid.
Mr. Nazzaro is in charge of timeliness on our program. He arranges topical tie-ups, such as his thought last week of playing Wintergreen for president during the Democratic Convention.
You go for that topical thing, don't you, Mr. Wilson?
Why, I can see possibilities in it, yes.
Brains. Plenty of brains under all that hair.
Thank you.
I mean it sincerely, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
And if you like my ideas, we'll go places.
We will.
You know, we only scratched the surface of this topical thing.
Oh, a big field, huh?
Big? Wait till I tell you the idea I got for Washington's birthday.
Washington's birthday? When do you figure we could use it?
Tonight, kid.
Tonight? Washington's birthday doesn't come till February 22nd, so how can we celebrate it on the 23rd of July?
Listen, kid, you got a great brain, but don't let it run away with you.
Oh.
You happen to know when Washington's birthday is. Who else knows it?
Clifford, words fail me. Suppose we try music instead.
Okay, Chief. And watch the lyric I got in the middle of this first group. Strictly classical.
Oh, I'll watch it. Gentlemen?
Come true.
I had have knew what I ought to have knew, I'd never have did what I done. If I could have saw we was mocking love's law, I'd never have kissed you in fun. I thought love was glad, didn't mean to be bad, but the feelings I had almost made me a cad. But if I had have knew what a fool would have knew, I'd never have did what I done. Nobody never told me nothing about nobody when I was a kiddie, so I never thought I wasn't doing nothing nobody else wouldn't have did. Because if I had have even suspected I wasn't acting like no gentleman, why, I would have killed myself before I'd even did what I done. That time I kissed your hand, madame, that time I kissed your hand only in fun, why, if I had a foresaw what would happen to you and I, like anybody that knows anything would have foresaw it, I could never have did no such thing to nobody. Why, I thought everything in regards to love was happy and gay. I had no intentions of doing nothing wrong, but I didn't make no allowances for my emotions, and I didn't make no allowances for your emotions, and I didn't make no allowances for both of our emotions. Ah, but if I had have knew how the moonlight could make a person go completely out of their head, we wouldn't neither of us have did what we'd done. See? right, Chief. How'd you like my song?
Very good, Mr. Nazaro, but hardly classical, I should say.
Them lyrics ain't classical? You don't really mean that.
Well, have it your own way.
Thanks. Say, Chief, Now I don't want you to think I'm saying this just to be insincere.
No.
But I thought that last number of yours was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Now, could I make a little suggestion, Mr. Wilson?
I've long since despaired of stopping them, Clifford. Go ahead with a suggestion.
Rudy Vallee's pretty well known, ain't he?
I should say so, yes.
What I mean, he's really up there, ain't he, kid?
Yes, undoubtedly.
Okay, just retain that thought a second.
I'm holding on to it.
Good. Now, have you heard of Ben Burney?
Certainly.
He's right up there, too.
Unquestionably.
Right. Next, Bob Crosby.
Oh, he's up there.
You said it, kid. Mm. Now, do you begin to get my thought?
No. Just, what is your thought, if I'm not being too euphemistic?
Say, that's a great word, kid. Were you ever a straight man at vaudeville?
No, I got that one out of a book. Go ahead with your idea, old fellow.
Well, here it is. Now, how are you going to put this band over?
Put it over?
Well, let's be frank with each other, Chief. You got a band here. Strictly routine, Charlie's, the whole bunch. Clock watches. What's the answer?
Well, what?
Valley, Bernie, Crosby. You got to be a singing leader, Chief.
Oh, honestly, Mr. Nazaro.
You like the suggestion?
Well, I admire its logic, but there's a drawback.
What's that, kid?
I'm not a singer.
Listen, Chief, when you've been in show business as long as I have... Now, if a guy gets up and sings, he's a singer.
He is, eh?
Now, let's get started. And when we hit the last number in this next bunch, you sing. And don't worry, I'll sing with you.
I'll try. I'll try it, Clifford, just for you.
Confidentially, la-dee-da, cast an eye in her direction. Oh, my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think she's kind of sweet? I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
Sweetness, come and kiss your little sweetness, cause you know that it'll leave some blisses where your kiss is bumping on my lips all the time. Watermelon wasn't ever sweeter, oh my. There's no one could beat her of all the sweetness. There's none so sweet as that honeysuckle of mine. Mine, 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 honeysuckle of mine.
Thank you.
Mr. Gallagher. Now, if you're a friend of mine, you'll let me have some bugs. I'm so broke and so badly bent, and I haven't got a cent. I'm so clean, you'd think that I was washed with luck.
Oh, Mr. Sheehan.
Yes, sir?
Oh, Mr. Sheehan.
Tell me.
Do you mean to say you haven't got a bean?
Not a sou.
On my word, as I'm alive, I would like to ask for five.
Oh, I thank you, Mr. Gallagher.
You are welcome, Mr. Sheehan.
Oh, Mr. Gallagher.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Gallagher.
Oh, yes.
Once I think I saw you save a lady's life. It was in a rowboat far out to sea. You were a hero then to me, and I thought perhaps you'd made this girl your wife.
Oh, Mr. Sheehan.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Sheehan.
Why, I'm listening.
As she sunk, I dove down like a submarine. Dragged her up upon the shore, now she's mine forevermore.
Who, the lady, Mr. Gallagher?
No, the rowboat, Mr. Sheehan. There, you see, Chief? I made you sound great, didn't I?
I wouldn't know, but it's a nice compliment anyway.
Oh, I'm one of your fans, kid.
Hey, speaking of fans, Meredith, here's a question my fans often ask me, and I'd like to answer it here for the benefit of all our listeners. How long does it take to clean and wax polish my car with Johnson's Carnew? Well, before Carnew was perfected, it used to take several hours to do these two jobs of cleaning and wax polishing. But because Carnew does both jobs at one and the same time in one operation, and because Carnew is easier to apply, the total time required is cut in half. Actually, many car owners have written in to say it took them only 1 hour to clean and wax polish their cars with Carnew. Oh, it might take you a little longer if your car is very dirty, but I'm sure you'll be more than satisfied with the beautiful showroom shine it gives your car. Of course, the best way to be convinced is to try Johnson's Carnew for yourself on your own car. Why not do it this very week?
Mother called it the rosary. She sang it soft and low, without any rhyme, without any prose. I even forget how the melody goes. But 10 baby fingers and 10 baby toes, she'd watch them by the setting sun. And when her daily work was done, she'd count them each and every one. That was my mother's rosary.
Thank you.
I love you. I'll tell you no lie. La da da dee dee. How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I care? La da da dee dee. How high is the sky?
We'll give you the complete list of songs from tonight's program. But first, let's hear from Harlow Wilcox.
All right, Meredith, but before I start, what was the name of the very last number you played?
Oh, now, Harlow, you know that one.
Ta-da-da-dee is like a melody.
I can't think of it.
Now, listen, you're in a canoe in the middle of a beautiful lake. The moon is shining.
Yeah.
What else do you need to complete the picture?
A paddle.
A paddle. Well, I'll give you the answer in a minute, but after you.
All right. I'd just like to remind you again to get your car all polished and shined up for the coming weekend with Johnson's sensational new Car New, the two-in-one auto polish that both cleans and wax polishes in one easy operation. Now, here's a chance to save yourself both time and money because the cost of Car New is very low and the work is cut in half. Car New is so satisfactory that many of the leading service stations are now using it for wax polishing their customers' cars. Remember the name, Car New. It's spelled C-A-R-N-U, and it's made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Buy a can right away from your regular wax dealer, auto supply store, or service station.
Thank you, Harlow. And now here's the list. I Love You, Annie Doesn't Live Here Anymore, When You Wished Upon a Star. I'm reading them a little slower because some of our dear fans wrote in and suggested that I was reading a little too fast to copy down. Manhattan Beach, If I Had of New, that was by Mr. Nazaro, for that tear-jerking recitation to end all recitation. Why, Serenade in the Night, Constantinople, When It's Springtime in the Rockies. Next, I'll See You in My Dreams, Everyone Says I Love You, Ain't She Sweet, Sweetness, You'd Be Surprised, Gallagher and Sheehan, by the singing band leader, and his Svengali. Finally, It All Depends on You, My Mother's Rosary, Waltzing Doll, How Deep is the Ocean, If There is Someone Lovelier Than You, and the last song was the one that stumped Harlow. I'm going to ask our studio audience for the title. Ladies and gentlemen, Pretty Girls Like a Melody.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Gee, I ought to be shot.
No, Harlow, you're just human.
Ain't we all?
And that's all for tonight, except that we hope you enjoyed our program and that you'll remember Car New when you want to put some oomph into the family car. We'll be back next week, and we hope you'll be back, too. Good night.
This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to listen in again next week at the same time for another Meredith Wilson musical review. And save work in the meantime with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, Johnson's paste and liquid wax, and the sensational new Johnson's Car New auto polish. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.